The 2019-2020 Golden State Warriors NBA season is upon us. Tune in to KINS 106.3 FM for all the action this season.
Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
This is Anthony Mantova with your community comment. If you are listening to me in your car, then get ready to see more panhandlers in Eureka. At least, that's the plan at tonight's Eureka City Council meeting, where the group is likely to remove the city's anti-panhandling rules. You would think that our Eureka City Council would be focused on getting vagrants off of our streets, but instead of doing something smart, the council is going to consider watering down the panhandling ordinance. As usual, when bad decisions are made regarding the homeless, the confusion lies in what motivates our local homeless. When it comes to politics, the current city council leans far to the left, and as a result, they believe that your average homeless person is a victim. A victim because he can't find a job, or pay the rent, or get off the streets. A victim of poverty. To the far left, a victim of poverty is someone who can only be helped with handouts, like free needles, free drugs, free housing. Eventually, with enough handouts, maybe the homeless person won't be sad, won't be so unhappy, and maybe will remember to vote for that thoughtful politician that helped him out. A more conservative person believes that a homeless person stays homeless because the person values drugs more than a job or a home. When people on the far left suggest a housing first model, the conservative understands that it's likely going to fail because the homeless person will not change his drug use once housed. No, the homeless person will invite bad people to live with him, will trash the place, and make the entire block unsafe for regular people. The conservative understands that housing without ground rules will result in the creation of a slum, the creation of a permanent criminal class, and eventually, anarchy. Add panhandling to housing first, and you are giving drug-addicted criminals the ability to raise a tax-free income to not only buy their drugs, but also pay their part of the subsidized rent on their home. My taxes and your taxes pay for that housing. I've argued for years that we should be using policy, personnel, and pragmatism to get the homeless off of the streets. The one P word we should absolutely not allow is panhandling. In other news, it appears that Sacramento has some new laws for us that take effect this year. Minimum wage is rising by a dollar. Ironically, that hurts all of us. Businesses will be forced to once again decide if they should fire workers or raise their prices. Maybe both. Now with AB 1482, rent control laws are also now in place. Rent control does a lot more damage than good, as it ebbs away the landlord's profit margin, which results in no money for standard upgrades, repairs, and property investment. Ironically, while we will continue to see taxpayer-funded low-income housing projects, expect to see average home rentals close down as landlords decide if their upkeep is worth a hassle. I wish every one of you a happy new year, even though Sacramento keeps voting to make that a harder thing.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.